Thank you for calling Nomax Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Brittany, this is Bert Weisberg. W-E-I.
All right, thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
3336 Kim Street, St. Joseph, Michigan, 49085.
Thank you. So locate an account for the vitamin D3 5000 IU. How can I assist you today?
Well, I used to be getting fish oil. I'm having trouble getting the fish oil back on. It told me I had, or the previous agent I spoke with said there were two accounts. I tried to get in and on the second account to reorder the get the fish oil. It's not letting me do it. He sent me a link to change the password. I changed the I put in a new password, but also it has the wrong email address. I don't know what to do. It's not letting me get in and order my fish oil.
Let's see here. I can take a look at that for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. How you been doing today?
Oh, so-so.
That's good.
I'm up where there's snow, so.
Yeah, we haven't had any snow. We don't get snow either, so.
Where are you?
I live in the state of Alabama.
Alabama. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I looked here, and actually, I looked in our old system, and you actually spoke with me back in January.
Yeah, but I just spoke to a fella here about an hour and a half ago.
Yes, sir. So you're wanting to add the fish oil now. All right. So I see where the vitamin D3 is a subscription. Here. All right. And do you remember your password?
No, that was part of the problem.
No, do you remember the new password that you just redone?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it took it because I can't get into the website because it also has the wrong email address.
Is your email bweisb015 at Gmail?
Yes, it is now. Yes.
Okay. Let's see if I can get it fixed here for you. I'm going to try to work my magic, okay?
All right, Brittany.
I'm going to send you a password reset to that email, okay?
Now, here's the funny thing. Both my laptop computer and my phone use the same telephone number, same password, and yet the reset commands did not show up on the laptop. They showed up only on the phone. I do not understand why.
Yes, sir. So would you like for me to send you an email to reset your password, or would you like just to provide me a different email?
Well, let me give you a different email.
Okay. All right, what's that email?
Ready?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the military phonetic alphabet?
Yeah, like Apple, Alpha, George.
Well, yeah, something like that. That's right. That is what the uses.
It's that idea.
Okay.
So here's my email. Bravo, Whiskey,
Echo, India, Sierra, Bravo, 015@gmail.com. Would you repeat
that, please?
All right. That's the email that we have on file now, which is bweisb015@gmail.com.
Correct.
Is that the only email you have?
It's the only one I use.
Okay.
I've got two other emails that I have never used.
All right. Can you provide the password that you think is it?
No. I changed the password. I don't know what the password was when the email was at ATP.
Okay, so what's the password now?
Well, the password is capital S U G as in George 1906 capital O L.
Say capital O.
Capital O L A.
It says invalid email or password.
It says what?
It says invalid password.
Well, that's what I'm trying to change it to.
Okay, so are you not able to change it?
I've done it 5 or 6 times. It's not taking it.
All right, so every 1 moment. I'm still here, okay, sir?
All right.
All right, thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, sir? I'm speaking with my supervisor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still here, okay, sir? I'm speaking with my manager. I do apologize.
All right.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, sir, so thank you for holding. So...
go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I just remembered, I don't know, please forgive me, okay? So I just remembered that I'm the one who did the vitamin D3 for you, and I was just messing around, and I ended up putting in a temporary password that we originally give you whenever we do a subscription for you, which was OMAX20. I just put it in, and my magic worked for you.
All right, so I don't understand what I'm supposed to do.
Yes, sir. So your password, write this password down so you don't forget it, okay?
Yeah.
It's all lowercase.
Okay.
OMAX.
Yeah.
20.
Okay. And will I be able to change the password?
Yes, sir, you will be able to change the password. Let's see here. Let's see.
What email address is that password used going with?
The one that you provided me. The BWE.
Go ahead.
BWEISB015. At gmail.com.
Okay. All right, Brittany, I'll try it.
You can try it. Would you like to try it while I'm on the phone?
I suppose I can do that while I'm using the phone to access it. All right, just a minute.
Okay.
And it's omaxhealth.com, correct?
Yes.
All right, so let me go there. Yeah, it's still showing my old email address.
Did you erase it out?
I don't know what you mean, erase it out. The email box to sign in was blank, so I'm putting in the new email address.
Now, if you would like for me to, I can place the order for you over the phone for the fish oil.
Well, let me finish doing this.
Okay.
No, it's still not letting me in.
Yes, sir. Well, I was able to log in. Now, if you would like for me to, I could place that order for you.
But I want to be able to get in on the website.
Are you putting in B as in boy, W, E as in Edward, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, B as in boy, 015@gmail.com.
I did exactly that.
And you put in your, the password is all lowercase.
Right, OMAX 20.
Yeah, OMAX 20.
And it takes me right back to where I put my name, supposed to put my name in.
Okay, well, let's see. Because it let me log in with that email and with the password. Let me try logging out and let you try to do it again. That might be the problem.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I have logged out. Now you can try it.
Well, it's on the page where it registers a new account. Now, I don't want, I'm already a customer, so hang on. Let's try this again.
All right, you're on, okay, so you're on omaxhealth.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see on the page, on the home page, where there's like a, up in the corner, on one side it says OMAX, and on the other side it has like a little magnifying glass, and then like a circle with like a little O in the middle?
No, I do not see that on my phone.
Okay, key.
When I go to sign in, it's still trying to use my old email.
Have you tried using your computer?
No, no, let me try that now. I got to tell you, this is extremely frustrating.
Yes, sir, I do apologize.
Just a minute. I'll get back to my browser. Having trouble bringing the browser up now.
Okay.
All right, now I've got a 13 put in OMAX Health. .com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm waiting for, put in omaxhealth.com. I'm waiting for the site to come up.
All I'm sorry. You said you're on omaxhealth.com?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I've got Omax. Okay, now what am I looking for now?
Okay. So you see where it says, okay, so you see the magnifying glass?
Yeah.
And then you see the little circle beside it with the little O and with the little circle in the middle?
No, I'm not sure what that looks like. No. I've got a magnifying glass.
Do you see where it says log in?
Yeah, no. No, I don't. Not
if
yet.
You see the if you see the magnifying glass, there's like a little shopping bag next to it. There's like three little symbols up there.
The magnifying glass I'm seeing is up on the very top edge border information where it's from the browser. It's not from OMAC.
Oh, it's not. Okay, because it'll be, do you see where it says like log in?
No, I'm seeing on the opening page says OMAX, New Year, New You, Science-Based Wellness for a Healthier You. Shop now.
All right, sir. I'm sorry?
I see a login command when I...
Yeah, click that.
Where... I've got the three horizontal lines.
Yeah, click the login.
All right, now, OMAX, sign up, sign in.
Yes, sir. Now put your email in.
Almost there.
It's okay.
This man got a typo error. Okay, now the new password, right?
Your password is OMAX.
OMAX 20.
Yes, OMAX, that is correct. And it's all lowercase.
All right.
Did it get you logged in?
No. Yeah, I'm getting a message. Incorrect email attached.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting a message. Incorrect email or password.
All right, let's see here. Okay. So what I just done for you is I sent you, check your email because I just sent you another account invite and you'll follow the prompts on that email.
Well, am I going to then have two different accounts, one for the D3 and one for the fish oil?
I'm sorry?
Does that mean I'm going to have two different accounts? one for the fish oil and one for the D3?
No, sir. You'll still be one account. It's just another email, an invite email, since you've cannot log in.
Well, let me check my emails just a minute. Something is definitely screwy. Both my laptop and my phone use the same phone number, and an email that comes into one comes into the other. But the registering before came in on the phone, it would not come in on my laptop, which was where I was working at the time. So I don't know what's going on, but something is not right.
All right, yes, sir. Could you hold, please?
Yes.
I'm still here, okay, sir? It'll be one more moment. Thank you for holding. I'm speaking to the manager to see what else we can do.
All right. Is that filter on over there in the corner?
I'm still here, okay, sir?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that filter system on?
I'll turn around.
You should be able to hear it.
I hear something.
All right, sir, is there someone there that could help you?
You.
Okay. Because I don't know why you're not able to log in, because I'm able to log in. Have you tried checking that email that was sent to you from OMAX?
I'm not getting it. It doesn't show up on my... Well, I have a message from OMAX on my phone, but not on my computer. And they both share the same phone number and the same email. reset my password. Just a minute.
Yes, sir, because once you click on that account invite, once you click on activate, it will allow you to set a new password.
Well, there's a green box with white letters that says reset your password.
I'm sorry?
There's a green box with white lettering in it that says reset your password.
Click the yes, sir. That's what you click on.
Well, it didn't work before, and I've tried it four times before. Let's try it. All right, it brought up omaxhealth.com, and let's open link.
Yes.
All right, email. Now, what email am I putting in there?
It's B as in boy.
Yeah, you don't have to phonetic it. Just
okay.
B-Y-B-015? Is that it?
No, sir. It's BWEISB015@gmail.com.
That's what I just asked you, and you said no. All right. And the password is OMAX20, right?
Yes, sir.
And it takes me right back to where I put in my email and password again.
Yes, sir. You have to re-enter your email and your password again.
All right. And again, it took me back to where I put in my email again.
Yes, sir. Could you hold, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. All right, sir, thank you for holding. So I did speak with my supervisor again, and she did advise me that we've done all we could do here to help you. And the only thing that I could suggest is for you to have someone there that lives with you in the home or one of your family members that lives outside the home that could help you set up your account.
I've set up accounts before. I don't understand. What's going on?
Yes, sir. We've tried everything that we could do for you.
All right. Well, listen, forget about all this stuff for the time being. What do you show on order for me?
The vitamin D3 5000 IU.
I just got that a couple of days ago. Now, where's my fish oil?
Yes, sir. There is no fish oil on here for you. Would you like for me to place that order for you?
Well, the gentleman that I spoke to before speaking with you told me that he found an order. He found two separate orders for me.
Yes, sir. The fish oil was canceled back in January.
Well, I don't know why it would have been canceled. I take it every day. My wife takes it every day when we have it, and we've been out of it for weeks now.
Yes, sir, because I see where you stated that you would call back in February to add the fish oil back to your account.
That's probably the agent that I spoke to before speaking with you. All right, let's just go ahead and get the fish oil ordered. Now, how many capsules are in a box?
Yes, sir. It's a 30-day supply.
For how many people?
Only one person. You'll take two a day. So if you do one a day, it'll be enough for two people.
Well, but I asked you how many capsules were in a box.
60.
60. And you normally take two once a day.
Yes.
So two cuts it down to only a 30-day supply. But there is two of us in this household. We each take the fish oil.
Yes, sir. So
we need 120 capsules in a month.
So you need to do two boxes every 2 months?
No, not every 2 months, because then we'll be short. We take two capsules a day, and there are two of us.
So you want to get two boxes every month?
Well, if a box is only got 60 capsules and you take two of them, then a box is only for one month, for one person, correct?
All right, sir. So one box is one, you take two a day, so one box will be a 30-day supply. You add another box, that'll be enough for a second person, which will be another 30-day supply. So all to, it's,
yes.
60, it's 60 capsules per box, so it'll be 120 for two. It'll be 120 capsules for two boxes.
Yes. We're finally on the same page.
All right, it'll just be one moment, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, sir?
Yeah, hang on a minute because the nurse is trying to get a hold of me. Hang on.
All right, yes, sir.
Who am I talking with now? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Where were we?
Yes, sir. So I would like to let you know I would not be able to place that order for the fish oil unless I can log into your account, and your password is now incorrect.
Well, you just told me OMAX 20.
Yes, sir. Well, it's not letting me log in. Hang on one second. I might have overspoke. I'm sorry. Hold on just a second. Yes, sir, it's not letting me log in now.
Well, then come up with another temporary password.
It's not letting me, sir. That was your temporary password.
So what is it we do?
The only thing we can do for you is do one-time shipments until you can figure out what your password is.
Well, I know what I had changed, but then you gave me the temporary password.
Let me see here. So would you just like to do a one-time shipment until you can get into your account or until you know a password?
I know what the password is that I changed it to, but then you gave me a temporary password.
All right, what was the password that you changed it to, sir?
No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'll do it myself if it works. But if it doesn't work, then what?
Yes, if it doesn't work, then we'll have to figure out another way to get you on a subscription.
Brittany, I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed and very frustrated. I don't know what to say.
All right, so would you like to do a one-time shipment, sir? That's the only other option we have.
Okay, but after we do the one-time shipment, then what?
You just have to call in an order as needed.
Oh, shit. This is ridiculous. Oh. All right, let's put the order for the fish oil in already.
Okay.
Now, tell me what it is you're putting in.
Be one second. I'm still here, okay, sir. I'm trying to get it done for you.
Okay.
I'm still here, okay, sir. I'm trying to get it entered in. I do apologize.
Yep.
And just to verify, the state is Michigan.
Right.
Okay. And the zip code is 49085.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And a good phone number is 269-252-2635.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And can I get the name on the card?
I don't know. You've got the card on file.
Yes, sir. You have to re-provide your card on file. You have to re-provide your card for to me so I can submit the order.
Just a minute. I don't know what card I gave you before. Can you tell me the last four?
No, sir. I would not know.
All right. I'm going to give you a new card number.
Okay.
4266-8416-3463-2374.
All right, and the expiration date?
0824.
And the CVV?
852.
Thank you. So we'll be processing a payment today for $84.29, okay?
All right. At how much?
All right, the order did go through, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, just so that I know offhand, what is does a one box of the Omax fish oil cost?
Let's see. I'm going back to that page now. It was $39.95 per box.
$39.95. Okay. The same price. Okay. No kidding. Next one.
All right, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.